years, it had been the story that no studio would touch. Fortunately, Norman Lear, my all-in-the-family boss, and the man whom I would come to call my second father, had faith in this wonderful, fractured fairy tale. Making The Princess Bride was one of the greatest experiences of my life, living in England for 6 months, working with old friends and people who would become old friends, creating a film based on my favorite book of all time. Nothing could be more satisfying. When you start a film, you have an idea of what you want it to become, but you never know if anyone else will share your interest. Bill Goldman once referred to the book he wanted on his tombstone as an oddball story. When it came time for the movie's release, no one had any idea of how to sell it. Was it a fairy tale? Was it a swashbuckling adventure? Was it a love story? Or was it just a nutty satire? The fact is, it was and is all of the above. Not easy to capture in a 2-minute preview trailer or a 30-second TV ad. We opened to some critical success, but only moderate business. Luckily, through VHS, DVD, and TV, it managed to take hold, and over the past 25 years, its popularity has grown. I can't tell you the pleasure I get from people who first saw it when they were kids, telling me how much their kids love it. What a thrill to know that a film that you've had a hand in is getting passed down to future generations. Reading Carrie's book has brought back wonderful memories. He has so beautifully recounted what for me, and I'm sure for all of us, was one of the truly great creative experiences of our lives. He takes us, as only he can, through the man in black's eye view of the world of the ROUS, Miracle Max, and the Cliffs of Insanity. And he does it with style and grace. So curl up in a comfy spot and have fun storming the castle.
Introduction. New York, October 2nd, 2012. Standing on stage at Alice Tully Hall at Lincoln Center, surrounded by cast members and some of the crew, many of whom I have not seen in years, I feel an almost overwhelming sense of gratitude and nostalgia. We have gathered here at the New York Film Festival to celebrate the 25th anniversary of The Princess Bride, a movie whose popularity and resonance now span generations. That fact alone boggles the mind. How such a quirky and modestly conceived film could achieve such a lofty position in the pantheon of popular culture. What really strikes me, though, as I look down the row at the faces of my fellow actors, is how quickly time has passed. Has it really been 25 years? A quarter century? The passing of time is most critically noted by those who are missing. The great Peter Falk and that gentle mountain of a man, Andre the Giant. But to counter that sadness is the camaraderie of being back with those who are here tonight and who stood alongside me so many years ago. Rob Reiner, Billy Crystal, Carol Kane, Wallace Shawn, Chris Sarandon, and Mandy Patinkin. Not to mention Robin Wright, looking as lovely as she did the first day I laid eyes on her. Then again, she has always set a rather ridiculously high standard for beauty, and that seems not to have changed. The only ones who couldn't make it were Christopher Guest and Fred Savage, who unfortunately were busy working on other projects. This is a night of red carpets and remembrance, of interviews and a screening filled with laughter and joy. It is also only the third time that I have seen the film in its entirety with an audience since its initial screening in 1987 at the Toronto Film Festival. That previous event, while successful, did not exactly produce the sort of response one would expect of a film destined to become a classic. Is it fair to call The Princess Bride a classic? The storybook story about pirates and princesses, giants and wizards, cliffs of insanity and rodents of unusual size. It's certainly one of the most often quoted films in cinema history, with lines like, "Hello, my name is Inigo Montoya. You kill my father, prepare to die." Inconceivable. Anybody want a peanut? Have fun storming the castle. Never get involved in a land war in Asia. Life is pain, Highness. Anyone who says differently is selling something. Rest well and dream of large women. I hate for people to die embarrassed. Please consider me as an alternative to suicide.